T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Served in the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under.
Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And guess what, folks? This game is really heating up. It is now 3-3. I tell you, this is a real edge of your seat. I'm riveted. I'm putting me to sleep. So one of the things, and we've got lots of folks who've been supportive and sponsors of this show, one of which is an organization that I was a member of when I was in the legislature, is the folks at the Kansas Truth Caucus. These folks, if you're not familiar with them, this is a coalition of legislators in both the Kansas House and Senate who champion our values, those core conservative values. One of the things that they do is they produce for us the Kansas Truth Minute. I just wanted to play for you the most latest Kansas Truth Minute.
Welcome to the Kansas Truth Minute. Facts about Kansas you may not know. What Kansas County is known as the wheat capital of the world? Stand by for the answer. But first, according to the Tax Foundation, Kansas has the 8th highest sales tax rate in the entire country when you combine state and local taxes. The average sales tax rate in Kansas is 8.62%. Unlike many states, Kansas taxes virtually everything, including your groceries. In some communities, the sales tax exceeds 10%. And now, the wheat capital of the world. It's Sumner County in South Central Kansas, where farmers produce more wheat than any other place on earth. And that Kansas is the truth. Learn more about truth in Kansas at kansastruth.com.
So again, if you ever have questions, you're looking for sources of information on issues, on legislative issues, certainly on tax policy, one of the sources I always recommend, the folks of the Kansas Truth Caucus. Another great organization is the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. Now, this is an organization headquartered in Topeka, and they are the leading statewide member-driven organization, and they are an incredibly organized force for championing business-friendly principles in Topeka. They are credible on legislative issues, on tax issues, and they're a real voice for Kansas business. On the line with us now, and I've gotten to know Alan, is Alan Cobb. He's a Wichitan. He's currently the president of the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, and I've asked him to come on and talk a little bit about their legislative agenda. Alan, thank you for joining us. Thanks for taking time away from the phenomenal 3-3 ball game.
My pleasure, John, and thanks for having me, and congratulations on your show. And I love your bumper music. I'm a big Kansas fan.
Ah, well.
First concert I ever went to is Kansas Coliseum on their Audio Visions tour.
Awesome. Well, when I was looking at the different music to pick, that one just came out to me, and I said, well, it's got multiple meanings. Carrying on the fight for conservative values, and of course, the Kansas connection. So I had, but thank you. I appreciate that. So, Alan, I've been going through your website, and for those of you who don't, who want it to, you should visit. It's kansaschamber.org. And they've got all kinds of information. But one of the things that legislators I know look at, advocates and businesses I'm sure do as well, is your legislative platform, basically, your legislative agenda. But there's also some rather interesting info on here. Some of the polling information is fascinating. I didn't realize 70% of the business leaders that you guys polled think Kansans should cut spending rather than raise taxes. 70% want more funding going to the classroom. I mean, yes, they want money for schools, but they want it going into the classroom as opposed to just, you know, being thrown willy-nilly. 64% believe that the court overstepped its authority. 61% don't believe Kansas has the best business climate when compared to other states. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I would think a legislator should be taking to heart, because you don't get a job if there aren't businesses of all kinds and all sizes out there to hire you. What kind of response are you receiving to the 2019 legislative agenda?
Generally good. The only hesitation is we're just in a hyper-partisan world, and Kansas, the Capitol building, as you know, John, is no different, where logic and facts don't always matter, but
sad but true, my friend, sad but true.
It's an emotion or interest groups, their desires. Of course, we, the Kansas Chamber, an interest group, but our agenda is very transparent. It's just about promoting free enterprise. I'll present some of the results of the CEO poll that you're talking about. It's something we've done, gosh, long before I was at the chamber, but 13, 14 years in a row. And a lot of the answers have not changed. Some of the things have changed about some budget and education and workforce issues as the times have changed. But I'll be presenting that to the House Commerce Committee this Thursday. So I'll be interested to see what kind of response that it does get. So that's straight hardcore data coming from Kansas business owners and CEOs from across the state of all sizes. So it's not something the Kansas Chamber staff that we made up that we wish was the case. Those are just the facts.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, so many, there's stigmas that are out there, you know, the pro-life groups must be this, or the NRA must be this, or for that matter, the KNEA. And similarly, I think there are some people that, oh, it's the Kansas Chamber, so they're only supporting of X. But, you know, if you look at this, it's not like your organization makes these. This is what your members are telling you, or is what important to them. And that's what I think some of the legislators and even the public forgets. It's not like you guys sit around in a boardroom and decide what your agenda is going to be. This is what you're hearing from employers in the state. And that's why I've always felt that it should matter, is because it's from the job creators out there.
That's correct. We're a democratic process within our membership to come up with our legislative agenda, where we have task forces and then the board and our executive committee votes on it to approve it. And we'll take any and all thoughts and advice and potential legislative items from any of our members, no matter what size. And we the bulk of our members would be considered small businesses. Depends on your definition. The federal government uses 500 and less generally for small business. That's obviously a 500 employee business. Is if you've ever owned a business, you would say that is not small. But we do have the largest employers in the state, like Spirit and Textron and Garmin and Sprint. But we also have a lot of companies that are 10 and 15 employees, 50, 100 employees. And so we take a lot of pride in having a very broad-based membership from all industries in Kansas, whether it's aviation or agriculture, oil, financial services, to manufacturing that's not related to aviation. And we do have members in, I think we're about 82 of our 105 counties. So we're spread across the state too.
So looking at the agenda, I mean, I know the first, I've got your agenda here in front of me. And as I looked at it, the first thing that popped out, you talked about taxes. You've got SB 22 up this week. And for those who didn't catch, you know, the first part of the show, SB 22 is that bill on returning the windfall to the people whose money it is in the first place, the Kansas taxpayers. And that's literally the first item you've got on your legislative agenda. I mean, I think that's it says something that the first thing that you're trying to do is give money back to people, yes, businesses, but also back to individual taxpayers as well.
That's right. Who did you have on your first, who did you have that talked talked about this in the first part of your show.
That was actually just me doing my typical my rant session that I do. But last week, Susan Weigel was on, we spent quite a bit of time talking about this, about SB 22 in particular.
We're trying to prevent a tax increase, and I have gotten a little frustrated with some who don't support this. This is not a tax cut. I think Kansas taxes are too high, the rates are too high, sales income and local property taxes, but this is just prevention of a tax increase because of the complexity of the federal tax code and how Kansas conforms to how we tax money at the federal level, tax our income rather, that because of the big changes in 2017, that if Kansas doesn't act, there will be a significant tax increase for both individuals and businesses. And of course, most businesses are taxed at the individual level, but it's going to be a big tax increase for both if the legislature doesn't act. And again, this is not a tax cut. You have folks saying, oh, we don't want to return to the terrible brownback tax cuts, whatever. And it's just wrong. And it's frankly kind of dumb. It's not very intellectually defendable to say this is anything like reducing rates.
No, that's the talking point, and you hear it. I mean, the first part of the show, we talked about media bias, and I hear that every time because that's the line that the left uses, the brownback experiment, the failed brownback, or going back to, but that's not what this is at all, and you nailed it. This is preventing an increase, and I tell everyone that I've spoken to, and we've had callers, and I've talked to people about this. If your rep or your senator doesn't vote for this, they're voting for a tax increase, and their opponent should run on that so-and-so voted to raise your taxes, period. There's no other way around it.
Absolutely, and this is money that Kansas in the past has not seen, and so it's not very complicated to explain. I know the governor is hesitant about this, and to some degree, I guess I understand. New governor trying to figure out all her budget priorities, and we have this. Of course, she wants to spend more money than this.
Well, yeah, you're being honest, Alan. You're being honest. She's not hesitant. She wants the money to spend it. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
At least she has not said no. I mean,
true.
She said she would. She doesn't think we should do this. She's using language like that. And again, I'll hold her to her campaign promise that we are not going. She is not going to raise taxes. And again, this is not complicated. This is a tax increase if the legislature doesn't act at the individual and or corporate level. And they should act in both ways. And there's different reasons that taxes would go up for individuals versus corporations, but it's easy to get into the weeds, but in some ways it just doesn't matter that we need to make some policy changes so that we do not tax that individuals and corporations don't have and small businesses don't have their tax burden increase rather.
Well, I know you've got a number of other issues. You got legal reform, you know, workforce, a number of others. You mind if we hold through the break? When we get back, we'll talk about some of the others.
Sure, absolutely.
Perfect. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.